Okay, it is Wednesday, the last day of Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah. That means three Teves, and December 12, 2007, last day of Hanukkah, we're learning Revi'i. This is Shir number 797. I started two Hanukkahs ago. You'll notice when you play the one back from yesterday, or this one, it'll be 497. That's since last Hanukkah. And the Hanukkah the year before that was 300, so it's like 797 shurim. This is number 797. On the parasha, every week we have seven. So you could multiply that. 730 days. Well, a Jewish calendar, 354 twice. Well, this year's leap year, you have extra 30 days. Comes out so far up to two Hanukkahs ago up to today, 797 shurim, or 497 current. Now let's go to Revi'i in Vayigash, Tashim Samaches, Hanukkah. So, Vayomer Yisrael Rab, oh, that's too much. How great. Oh, Yosef Benichai, my son Yosef is still living. Elcha, let me go Ve'erenu and see him, Beterem Amus, before I die. Why did he say before he died? He lived, he was under 30. He lived to 147. He had 17 years ago. Why would he say this? Because he says, I could die now. I saw my son. That's all I'm interested in. The Masorah has not stopped. Because everything of Shem Ve'Aver that was given to Avram, Avram gave to Yitzchak, Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. Yaakov learned in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver himself. Shem and the great-grandson Aver, they learned that they passed down from Noah, from Adam Arishim, the belief in one God, invisible God, the monotheism. There was not, you know, Yahadus yet. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ben in Noah. There was no Yisrael yet. It was only Ivrim and Bnei Noah. So now he gave it all to Yosef, Ben Zakunim. Yosef was Ben Zakunim, Bar Chakim. He was only one of the Yaakov's family who was Navi, And as you meant, if you look into the 48 Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael, Yosef is not mentioned. Yishai, Yecheskel, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov are mentioned, but not Yosef, because the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'os is only those Nevi'im and Nevi'os who prophesied something for the future. Yosef was a Navi for the time, for the Sarah Mashkim, for Sarah Ophim, for Pharaoh, for himself with the brothers. It's only for that period, not for the future. There were millions of Nevi'im, says Chazal. But there were only 48 that prophesied that woman snabe la'osid. Lost the love of Adi Moshe Mashiach. After Moshe Mashiach, nobody knows anything. Ayin lo ros, ozen lo shemaz. Built the Elikim Zulu Sechem. No one knows the moment Mashiach will come. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Maybe in 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years. We have no idea. Ayin lo ros, ozen lo shemaz. Built the Elishem Lekel. Nobody knows the moment of the Gula. Even Yaakov, next week, said one day, Megala Kates. The end, and Hashem took it away from him. He knew it, but he couldn't say it. So now the Masorah is not finished. Thank goodness, Od Yosef Benichai, that I could die now because the Masorah is in good hands. Because remember, I told you 2 weeks ago, Baal Tshuva was Machadish and Moyerdika Ruha Kodesh Dikavort. When they showed the Ksonis Pasim to Yosef, to Yaakov, he said, Torof, Torof Yosef. Three words that end with the final fe. Whenever there's a fe in the Torah, means not in the Torah, but in the Chumash, you see, pay, or samach. It's a stuma or psucha. There's a new subject, end of old subject. When he saw Torah, when he said Torah, Yosef, fe, that's the end of the Masorah. Then he says, Yomim Rabim, for the end, till the end of time, it's over. Klal Yisrael is finished. There will be no Mashiach, because it has to come first, Mashiach ben Yosef, and he's not there, so there can't be Mashiach ben David. Ben Yehuda, and then he'll realize eventually that it was Yehuda was the one that sold them and got him torn up or killed or destroyed, and he would curse Yehuda, and that will be the Mashiach. Ben Yehuda will be gone, over, no more, Mashiach ben David, over, Torah, that's the end of the Masorah, the whole Masorah, he gave only to Yosef. Ben Zakunim, Hakim, he was very smart, he was very as holy as he was a Navi. Od Yosef Chai, I can die now. My life's mission is accomplished. From Yisrael Rav, this is too much. That he's still living and he's the king, also that's too much. I'm not interested in the king part. But Od Yosef Nichai, my son Yosef is still living. Oh, that's the Kazakh. He's Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. He still is a Tzaddik Tumim. You know, Moshe is called the ultimate Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu. David is the ultimate king, not Shaul. David HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yosef HaTzaddik. The quintessential Tzaddik who keeps away from Chet in the land of Shtufei Zima. And they looked at him. And Nivhalo Mipono, because he saw his face, the father's face. Yosef and Yom and Yaakov looked exactly the same. Old Ezra told us Yaakov Yosef. He looked exactly the same. Nivhalo Mipono, he was afraid. They were afraid of his face because they never looked at him. They didn't look at him till this moment when he says, Ani Yosef, because they're passing this usher to look into the face of a Rasha. They thought he was a Rasha. And then they looked in his face and they saw the father's face. The Kedusha of the Father was on Yosef's face, so they knew he was a Tzaddik Yisod Olam. Now, let's go to Revi'i. And they knew it by Yechi Ruach Yaakov, because he sent Yaakov, Pharaoh sent horse and wagons, covered wagons with horses, and the shame of Avodah Zarah was emblazoned on the wagon. Along the way, he told the brothers, switch the wagons, horses for Eglos, little calves, because he won't believe you, Father. You lied to him once. That's the ownership of a badoy, a liar. Once a liar, always a liar. They won't believe you. And he didn't believe them. But Yofik Libo, he had a suffix, 50-50 suffix, if it was true or not. Yofik Pagima, there was a Pagima in his accepting their report. But Yofik Libo, it's like Pog Tamo, the Tamo of something is diluted. He didn't believe 100%, but he saw the wagons that sent the Yashar Sholach Yosef. That was different, because earlier it says Agolas al Piparo, they had horses drawing them. Now the Agolas had Egel, calves drawing them, and they put away the horses. On the way back to Mitzrayim, they rehooked the horses so Pharaoh shouldn't be insulted. And they burnt out the Avodah Zarah on the wagons. So Yaakov shouldn't see that. And as the Achachomim tell us, he saw the Agolos. He knew for sure that it was Yosef. Big wagons pulled by little calves, because the last thing they were learning before they departed, only two people in the world knew that, Yosef and Yaakov. It was about Eglo Arufo. Agolos, wagons, Eglos, calves, Agolos, Eglos. Ooh, now he understood the message. That's why it says earlier, Vayichi Ruach Yaakov. Now he had believed them. But the Chi Ruach Yaakov Avihen, it says in Chazal, he got Ruach HaKodesh back, Shinestalkim Memenu, for 22 years. And says, Tarkim Onkelis Ruach Nevuah. He didn't have Nevuah for 22 years. The Shechina came back, the Ruach HaKodesh came back, the Ruach Nevuah came back. Because he saw the Agolos, Eglos. Ayin Sifsi Chachomim, Altiko Eglos, Elo Agolos, Elo Eglos, calves. They're learning about calves. And you know what it says in the Parsha of Egla Rufo? Yodeinu lo shofkus adom hazeh. Yosef does not blame his brothers for anything. But what was true in the Egla Rufo they did to him? Patruhu b'loch lechem amayim. The elders of the city say to the Sanhedrin, the man, the stranger came to town, but v'lo patruhu, he didn't let him go without food and water and a little pecker left for the way to have some food. Here they did yet let Yosef go without any lechem amayim. And also, they have to do the Egla Rufa in the Amek, in the valley. You have to then cut off the head, chop off the head of the Egla Rufa, decapitate the calf. If you find someone killed between two cities and you don't know, a Jew, and you don't know who did it, somebody is guilty, the one city he came from or the city he's going to. And they measure from his nose to the closest city where he was. And that's the case of the unsolved murdered person. So here it says they take this calf into a deep amek, and they chopped the head of the eagle. And some say, Chazal say, they tapped the back of the neck with an axe, and the animal runs to the house of the perpetrator. That's how they find out who did it. Anyhow, they made Yaakov suffer in this amek habocha for 22 years, and they did let him go below lechem b'mayim, as it says in the Parshas Egla Rufo. But Yosef says, the Parshas says, Yodeinu l'shofach z'adam hazeh. You see, Tati, we did not kill him. So he's learning Egla Rufo. And it says right before Revi'i, V'yagidu lo lemer, O Yosef chai, V'yagidu without a yud. They took Hashem out of the Cherem. They put Hashem in the Cherem that nobody in the world, not even Hashem, could tell Yaakov that Yosef is still living, that he was sold, not killed. And why did they need Hashem? Because the day they sold Yosef, Binyamin was home taking care of the father. He was the youngest and the last survivor of Rachel. And Reuven was doing tshuva. He wasn't there. So, and Yosef was gone. So there was nine, right? So they had to include Hashem in the Cherem. They put him in. Now that Yosef is still out, they took Hashem out of the Cherem, which means that Hashem and anybody could reveal to Yaakov. So Hashem let the boys reveal to him. He didn't know it before they came home. By Yagidu, they took the Yud, really is written with a Yud, but they took the Yud out here in Pazichavav. Means they took Yud Kevavke out of the Cherem. He could tell now. They even include Hashem. That's why for 22 years, Hashem never revealed to Yaakov. Yitzchak knew that he was not dead. Back when Yosef became a king at age 30, 9 years before this meeting right now, soon he's going to meet Yosef. Now Yitzchak died 9 years before the meeting, but when Yosef was 30, Yitzchak died. But when he was a king at age 30, Yitzchak was 180, and he had died. And he knew that Yosef was not dead, but he couldn't tell his son, Yaakov. But Yaakov now finally knew it. But Yagidu, they took Hashem out of the Cherem. They were permitted now to break the Cherem. They said anyone who breaks this Cherem, they included Hashem, will be punished severely. So Yagidu was cut off without a Yud. And they saw the Agolos that Yosef sent. Even though it says 5:10, April was looking before Agolos El Piparo, but they switched the horses to little calves. Tchiruach Yaakov Avien, now Ravi, Yom Yisrael Rav. It's too much. How great. Oh, Yosef Benichai, my son. Yosef is still living. That's all I'm interested in. Elkov Erenu, I want to go and see him to Terem Amuz before I die. Yisrael, he was encouraged now. That's why he's called Yisrael. Kol HaShelo, everything he owns, the Yovah Be'er Shova, they came down to Be'er Sheva. They must have been above Be'er Sheva, in Hebron probably. Kiryas Arba, which is above Be'er Sheva. The Yizbak Zvachim, he brought karbonos. He was thankful to Hashem. Lelkei Aviv Yitzchak, to the God of his father Yitzchak, not Yaakov, because the person should give more covet for it to his father than his grandfather. And also, Yitzchak is Pachad Yitzchak. That's severe, Midas Adin, that's why it's Lelkei, not Yudkevavke, Lelkei. And then Vayomer Lakim, it's all Midas Adin over here. So from here we learn that Yitzchak Zvachim is not Shlomim. So Zvachim usually means Shlomim, you eat it yourself. You know this, Olo, Chatos, Oshom, Shlomim, and Mencha. So Zvachim usually means Shlomim. It was a carbon, Olo. Shame, Kolel, Kola, Kabon. Zvachim means any sacrifice. Any kind of Zvachim means any kind of sacrifice. But the Ramban here says, that it was Olo. No human being ever ate a carbon ever until Matan, till Nisias Mitzrayim, the carbon Pesach. And if you don't eat the carbon Pesach, you chayv kores. The first carbon that any human being ever put in his mouth was at the time of carbon Pesach. Not Adam, not Noach, not Hevel, not Noach, nobody, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, no one ate a carbon. Look in the first Mishnah, Masechta Zevachim, Uba Mishnah. Yeah, Rosh Masechet Zvachim, B'mishnah, Korba Od L'Hoyom. And Kesed Zvachim means a general term. It doesn't mean it was a Zeva, a Shlomim. It was a Korba Od L'Hoyom. Brought to Zvachim, that's why it's Midas Adim over here. And Shlomim and Zvachim is usually Midas Arachimim. When there's Shlomim, there's Midas Adim. You're going to Mitzrayim. It's a terrible decision. But yeah, so it says, "Vayivah zvachim leelokim midas adin." Aviv Yitzchak, Yom Elokim liYisrael, all to your future. He said to Yisrael, "But Maris Alaylo and the vision at night, Yisrael is the future." Yom Yaakov, we call him Yaakov. Right now, you're going down. You're leaving your country, the Holy Land. You're going down to Mitzrayim. He says, "In the future, you'll be Yisrael." But right now, Yaakov, Yom Hinein, Yom Al Hoyel. Anochi Hoel, I'm the God, Midas Adin, Hoel, Elkei Avicha, the God of your father. Altir, don't be afraid, Merida Mitzrayim, Ki Goy LeGodol HaSimcha Shom, I'm going to make you into a great nation. You know, the word Yisrael, the Shin, has seven Tagen on it. On all throughout the Torah, there is Tagen on letters. there's letters Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel Tzadi Shat Niz Gatz Three Tagen. Well, no, any one of those letters Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel Tzadi Shat Niz Gatz Three, and then the letters six letters Beis Dalin Kuf Ches Yud Hai A Vedik Chayo is one tag, and all the rest of nothing. Meleches Sofer Mem Lamed Aleph Chof Sof Samad Fov Pei Resh. That has none. So most letters have none. So, but there is 52 times in the Torah when the shin has seven tagen. This is one of them. What does that mean? Yisrael, shin, sheva, seven. Seven tagen, shin starts the letter sheva. Oh, zayin, pa'omim, yipol, tzadik, v'kom. A tzadik will fall, have misfortune seven times, and still always revive. Yisrael, sheva, shin. You know what the seven things that he had to live through, this man? Esav wanted to kill him. And then when he left Lavan, he wanted to kill him again. And then Lavan. So Esav and Lavan, Rachel died young. And the trick he played with Rachel to make work another 7 years for the other wife. Esav, Lavan, Rachel is three. Dino, Yosef, Shimon, and Binyamin. Seven. Yisrael will survive everything in this world. Seven is total. Soveya, satiated. You're filled with sodas. Sheva. Everything natural in this world is seven. Seven primary colors. 70 basic tones of music. Seven times the collar goes around the chosan. 7 days in a week. 7 years in Shemitah. Seven times seven is the oval. Seven is complete. Seven is complete. Shiva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls seven times and gets up every time. Seven doesn't mean he falls seven. It could fall 20 times. That means total. Like it says, I will punish you seven times for your sins. It's not fair. Mida k'neged mida. When it says in the Tochach Sheva, I'll have to say him seven times. That's not fair. But it should be one to one. No, Sheva means one to one. Soveya, I'll give you full punishment for every sin. Not more. No overkill. Not less, not more. Exactly. So they are told it's satiated. Sheva achatazechem, seven times for your sin means one to one. Perfect ratio. Seven means complete. So here he's, this shin on Yisrael has seven tagen. There's 52 shins in the Tanakh that has seven tagen. And this is the seven sorrows the man had to live through. Esav, Lavan, Rachel. She died young, right? Dina, Yosef, Shimon, and Binyamin. Gomer Anochi. Anochi Hokel Elokei Avicha Al Tiro Meir de Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go down there into this place of Shtuvi Zima. Kilagoi God, I'll make you a big nation. Asim Chosham, I'll make you there. You know, he went down with 70 people and he came back with 5.5 million people. Why? 2.5 million, 3.2 million Jews and 2.4 million Erev Rav, says the Targum Yonasim and Ezeel. Erev Rav, Allah Imohim. 2.4 million Geirim. Every other person was a Geir. And 3.2 million B'nai Yisrael. That's about 5.5 million. So they want to say after the first few weeks in the Midbar, most of the Geirim went back. So they stayed. Some Geirim stayed. But at least 3.2 million people from 70. If you do that, if you multiply that in well, they didn't only beat them for the last 86 years. If you multiply that, you're going to come out tremendously, I think, like 4,000 to 1, the ratio of reproduction. Anyhow, when we get to Shmos, we'll talk about that. I'm going down with you to this place of Shtuvei Zimra. I'm going to bring you up from the Shtuvei Zimra after 210 years, which means 188 more years to go, because Yossi was there already 22 years, 10 and 2, 12 in jail, and 9 years as a king, 7 and 2 is 9, that's 22 years. Take off from 210 is 188. Yosef put his hands over your eyes, which means he'll close your eyes when you die. That's a minute that the son should close the eyes of the father when he dies, because people usually die with the eyes open. Why is that? Because at that last moment they see more than they saw their whole life. They see their whole life in front of them. They see the future. They're in between two worlds. They see everything that they can't report it. So you have to close their eyelids. Now, gam, alakho gam alo. So it should be written ayin lamed vav, written ayin lamed hey. Ooh, alo, I'm going to bring you up after hey doros. Yaakov, Levi, Kohaz, Amram, Moshe. That's it. Golf also, alo, was written with a hey, but it means, really should be written with a vav, vav and hey. 6 and 5 is 11. Oh, I'm going to bring up all the 11 doros. Of course, Yosef is there already. I'm going to bring up all the other 11 daughters that are coming down with you, the 11 sons, rather, that are coming down with you. Yosef Yoshe's Yodu Ale Necho. Gam Olo, Gamlo, Gomel, Kasodim. I'm going to do you a favor. Gamlo. See? Gamlo, Gamlo, Gomel, favors, Gomel, Kasodim, right? I'm going to bring you out of this country. Don't worry about it. I'm bringing you down, and I'll bring you up. So there are the 30 years before the end. I think Shevet Menashe ran away. Thousands of them, they got killed. So Hashem said, I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to bring you up. Don't have to work for your own independence. I'll take care of it. You don't need a committee to bring Mashiach. You will have it when the time is right. You know what your job is? Not make committees. To do tshuva, that's your job. You leave the rest up to Hashem. You do as many and kind of as many people as you can. Make yourself and your family emissary Yorei Elokim. Some learn a lot and some learn little, but primary you got to be Yerushalayim. Talmud Torah is no question. You can't get anywhere without Talmud Torah. But the main thing is that the Talmud Torah should take effect. Lasok Divrei Torah. It doesn't say Lilmo Divrei Torah. It means the main thing is practice what you preach. Tzadikim Kedoshim Tahorim that don't do anything wrong. Then Mashiach comes. Yochum Yaakov Mibeir Shova, Yisra ben Yisra as Yaakov, they took him first, Aviyim, as Tapom, the babies, as Nashim, the wives, Bagolos and wagons, as Shisholach Paro, they replaced the wagons that Yosef switched. Pharaoh sent wagons in the beginning with horses. Yosef took off and put the Agolos so the father should know these guys are not lying. They were learning Egla Rufa. Then when it came to Pharaoh, they put back the horses so Pharaoh shouldn't know anything. As Shisholach Paro, we hooked the horses and took off the calves. Shishol finally says also to carry him Yichus McName that took their cattle, that's Ruchushim, their wealth, Ashir Rochushuber's Gadan, what they had well acquired in McKanan, not in Apadan Aram. That he gave to Esav, it says in Rashi. Gave it all away. All that acquired wealth that I gained in Chutzlars, I don't want. Let Esav have it. I only want the stuff that the Ruchush Ashir Rochushu Kanan. The other Mitzrayim that came to Egypt, Yaakov, Cholzari, to Yaakov was first. Not like Pharaoh says, to put the old man on the end. No, first comes Pharaoh. First comes Yaakov. Vonu v'nei Bonav and his sons, and v'nei Bonav and his grandson, Ito, Benos of his daughters, his daughters, Benos, Bonav and the granddaughters, and Mechol Zara and all the children, Heviu, Ito, Mitzrayim, came together with him in Mitzrayim. Let's look at this puzzle. Bonav, v'nei Bonav. Well, you'll notice in this whole list that's coming up, there's only four grandchildren. Ito with him, Benos of his daughters, Benos of, plural, Yudvav, only had one. Dino. Daughter, one. Serach and Yocheved were granddaughters. Serach and Yocheved and two other boys, they were the grandchildren. But daughters, how do you say Benos of? It's only Dino. Oh, you want to say Kalos of his daughters-in-law. That's good. They're not in the list of the 70. They're not Yossi, Yerach, Yaakov. They're not direct the blood descendants, so they're not counted, which means there were 70 plus the least. Everyone had one wife. That was 82, right? So that's not counted, but there were 82 people minimum because they were not counted, but they were not Yossi, Yerach, Yaakov, but Benosov could be his daughters-in-law. And some want to say, no. With each Sheva's born a twin sister, and with Binyamin, two twin sisters. That means 12, 24, 20, 25. So 70. And each one had 12, and then there was 13, I mean. Each one had one wife, one twin sister, and then Binyamin had two, and that's 13, so it's 83. But to Umos, the twin sisters, Mesu, they died, Kodem, their Yeridas, to Mitzrayim, because he said there was only 70. And if there were two Umos, twin sisters, and there were 13 sisters, everyone had one, and Binyamin had two, that's 13, so 70 and 13 is 83, and it doesn't say that, it says 70. So that means two Umos, the twin sisters, died. And the Kalosov, the daughters-in-law, could be. That could be. They're not Yossi, Yerach, Yaakov. They're not. There could be 83 people, but they're not in the list of 70 because they're not direct descendants. That what means Benosov, his daughters-in-law, because he only had one Dino. Benos Bonav and the granddaughters, and the daughters of his son means two granddaughters. That's Rashi says, Serach Bas Osher, Yecheved Bas Levi. This whole Zaro, Hevi Ito Mitzrayim, and we're up to Chamishi. That's tomorrow. Now let's take a look at this. Gam Olo. Ma Tama Lomer Gam Olo. You will also come up. Which means, Anochi Alcha, I'll bring you up. Olo, I'll bring you up. What means Gam? Oh, what means Gam? She couldn't say, Anochi Alcha, Olo, bring you up. Gam means also not only you, but all the 12, 11 Shvatim. They're going to come out of Mitzrayim on Seder night. They're coming out too. Not only your bones, but their bones. Tama Tama Lomer Gam Olo. Olo, Sani. I'll bring them out, all of them out. The original Shvatim, all 11 other sons, because Yosef is there already. And Yosef came out too. Every one of the Shvatim took their prince, original child of Yaakov, out with them. Gam means also them. Ramalo. Tan Rabbanim. That was Gemara in Yerushalmi Sota, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. Now look at this Gemara. In Brachos Nun Vav. Gamalo. Tan Rabbanim. Haroa Gomol B'chalom. You see a Gomol, a camel in the dream. Misa Nisaknelo. You have been decreed to die. Menashemai. Vetzilu. Menashemai. But God saved you. Gomel Chasodim. You know, he did you a favor. Omrav Chamo. Vachanina. Micro. Where you see that posse? Vanochi. Alcho. Gamalo. Gamolo. Gamalo. Now, you have a problem here. Perish Rashi, Shamilos, Gam Olo, Kurovim, Lenotrikin, Shel Gamol. Va'achlam, the Moser, Lefarish, Kamo, Men Hadoche, prepared, Baposik, Ze, Berion, Ze, Bechlal, Ein, Beforishim. Aval Asher, Efsher, Lomer, Kavon, Achers, Bemamazem. Avi Madkoshe, Bis Sugyokan, Besomach, Aroa, Hespid, Bechalom. If you see a eulogy in your dream, then Shemayim Chosu Alav, God has made gave you a favor, and it's not yours. But to and they you're saved from it. Ayin Bira Hagod Azul of Anein Pashas Lech Lecho Yud Zayin Hey Hine Mile because Hani Mile Kisova. You see the word Hespit. Veresh Rashi Shiro Milas Hespit Kesuvoi. You see the word Hey Sam Pei Dalid. Same thing here. You saw the word Gomel, Gimel Mem Lamed, that's all. Oh, therefore, Gomel, Habrio, Ela, Milas Gomel, Kesuva, not the Brio. The Chavin, Lashem, Gomel. Haino, the Bichas, HaGomel. You gotta begin, thank God. Gomelu, Chaim. So therefore, if you see the word Gimel Mem Lamed in a dream, you should right away say the Pasig, Manoch, Al, Gamolo, Gamlo, Gomel, Chasodim. And usually what you see in the dream is what you think about during the day. So any dream goes according to its perishes interpretation. So immediately think of something good. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. That's a big bracha. Anochi alcho hevticho lios nikbar b'oritz. Hashem promised him he would be buried in Eretz and Oritz. And so is Yosef eventually going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, in Shechem, and then all the other Shvatim buried also in Eretz Yisrael. She'er rochashu be'eretz Canaan, that you gathered in Eretz Canaan, avol mashe'er rochash be'padan Aram, it's in Syria or Iraq, nosan l'chal kol eisa, b'shvil, chelko, b'morza makpela, because that chelik and morza makpela, he paid him more and more and more besides the deal when they were 15 years old. But, later on, he gave him everything that he learned. He got from love him those 20 years, than those last 6 years. Omar, nichsei chutz la'oras ain't a kedaili. I don't care about it. Zeh asher karisi li. That's what I amassed this wealth. Hemilot siburin. He made a big pile. Shel zohov, shel kesev. K'min kari, like a pile of other merchandise. He piled up the gold and silver. Omar lo. He said to him, Deisa, tool, take it. Es'el, all this. Just give me your chelik and then Orson Makpeh and don't complain. So when they were burying Yaakov, he complained again. Even though he made a legal deal when they were 15, now he gave him more and more and more at an older age, when Yaakov is now about 130 years old, because when he's introduced to Pharaoh, he's 130, so Esav is a twin, must be 132. And when he won 47, 17 years later, Esav is coming running, and he wants to take back to Orson Makpeh. That was too much for the sons, the grandsons, the sons to see. So Chushim ben Don, he was a grandson of Yaakov, saw this man who happened to be their uncle, Esav, standing by the Arnas Machpelah and stopping the Levaya. He took a big beam and hit the man behind the head, and his eyeballs popped out. Then Yehuda came and cut his head off. That's what happened to Esav. Mm-hmm. Yaakov, Yaakov, Loshen Zeros, get moving. Anokhi Ered Imoch, I'm going to go down with you. Melamed Sheshchina, Sheyord, Sheyisrael, the Mitzrayim, Yord, Sheshchina, Imohim, into this filthy place. It's called Mokon Shtufe Zimo. Anokhi Alokhi, I'm going to bring you out of this filthy place. Mimokom Shtufe Zimro. So Hashem is with us in Golos, in America, in every place. In Eretz Yisrael too, it's Chutz. That's not Chutz Lords, but oh boy, there's that Golos. That is the biggest Golos is on Har Habayis, where you see a guy who wants to kill you, has his religious site there, and you can't do a thing about it. Isn't that unbelievable? Where more Golos do you see than in Eretz Yisrael? Chutz Lords is not. That's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael here. Where do you see more an enemy? I mean, it's like my father's, I thought you should say, you own the house, your money, the property, the kids are yours, the wife is yours, everything, except you can't go in the bedroom because there's a stranger there with your wife, so you own nothing. It's Shveres the Golos is in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. The nation, millions of people all over the world want to obliterate you. They have a holy place right there, and you can't do a thing about it. Can you imagine a more Golos than this? Can you imagine? But the Shechina is in every place with Klal Yisrael. And there'll come a time that place will vanish. Like we said in the third line of the first little shtickle of Moed Sur, the Eis Tochin Matbeach. God is preparing, Tochin preparing Matbeach, the slaughter of those who blaspheme his name. Haman Abeach. Look at there, third line of the first paragraph there, Mosur. The big slaughter day is coming. All right, boys, I have a good basic last day of Zos Chanukah Samus Beach, Zos Chanukah. We hope by next year we will see the lighting, we will be Zochet to the lighting in the base of Migdosh. Here be main.